This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
So firstly, let me apologize to you, Nicole Jennings, spokesperson for Pharma Dynamics. We've eaten into your time, into your slot, not because the issues you want to raise are diminished, but caller engagement is just one of those things. But Nicole is here to talk to us very briefly about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, which is very much in sharp focus as we discuss all manner of issues around Mental Health Awareness Month, which this October is. So, Nicole, good day.
Good day. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you. So, ADHD, you hear people talk about it. It usually is applied to children, an overactive child. But have we diagnosed it correctly? Do people understand what it is?
I think with ADHD in particular, there is a lot of misdiagnosis that does take place because the process of diagnosing is quite extensive and is usually done by a psychiatrist. And in South Africa, we do have very few psychiatrists available. So in many instances, a misdiagnosis might take place when the relevant healthcare professional isn't visited. And definitely, something that's mainly associated with children.
What are the symptoms? Because you look at an overactive child and then somebody will sarcastically say ADHD.
Yes, and I think that again is one of the reasons why many children are sometimes misdiagnosed. The main things to look out for, they do align very much with general behavior in children. So looking at a child that is hyperactive, but a good way to benchmark, because most children do go through phases where they are more energetic, is to see whether they are on par with their peers. Many children with ADHD start to lag behind because they struggle to concentrate more so than other children at their age. So benchmarking is a great way to see whether it's worth visiting a healthcare professional for a diagnosis. And then also hyper-focusing. So not only not being able to focus, but having an intense focus on something specific that interests you, but completely unable to focus on anything else is another sign of ADHD. And children with ADHD are also generally considered to be time blind, like some people would be colorblind. They literally lose track of time. They either focus on what they are doing now, and they forget about everything else. So very much a lack of being able to plan in advance and focus on various things at the same time.
So I've often wondered, because they say a lot of the genii, or geniuses amongst us, are people who exhibited signs of ADHD as children or even were on the autism spectrum. A lot of the brilliant people, Einstein, Elon Musk. And so, is society just being too harsh, trying to tame this child who's super bored in one instance and hyper-focused on another, in another instance? Should you not just leave them alone?
Well, I think, it all boils down to what impact it will have on the child's future. Currently, the academic system is still set up in such a way that, not being able to take examinations well, not being able to focus, to study, to be able to be tested in the set structure that currently exists can have a negative impact on the child's future. And I think from that perspective, people tend to medicate and try to get children to comply to the academic structure. However, there is definitely a growing focus of what people refer to, experts refer to as neurodivergence. And for people to understand that not everyone is neurotypical, and that's fine. There's a place for everyone. Just like an ecosystem has lots of different facets to flourish, in the same way, people have different neural pathways, ways of doing and of being. And there definitely is a growing awareness of the fact that these people have special abilities and skills that neurotypical people don't necessarily bring to the table.
Neurotypical. So children who have ADHD, could it be hereditary? Could be something genetic picked up from a parent? And if so, should the parents get themselves tested, not just the child?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that is one of the main drives for this Mental Health Awareness Month, to make people aware of this, because people do tend to think of ADHD as a condition that only affects adolescents. But there's actually a lot of evidence that shows that if a child is diagnosed with ADHD, it's likely that one of the parents will also have ADHD. So the high risk prevalence range from between 40 to 57% in one of the studies, which is significantly higher than the control group for non-risk children, where the prevalence of ADHD ranged from between 2 to 20%. So this is in cases where one of the parents has ADHD. So definitely, if a child is diagnosed with ADHD, definitely worth speaking to your healthcare professional about potentially screening one or two of the parents who exhibit potential symptoms as well.
So when your child is diagnosed with ADHD and they recommend chemical treatment, in other words, lots of medication, and you're reluctant as a parent to see your child on so many drugs, is there another treatment program or treatment regimen?
There's a lot of different things that can be done to help a child with ADHD. Usually a care team is required to work together. With children in particular, you'll have the teacher will have to play a crucial role. If the child has another caregiver, whether it's a grandmother or someone you employ, important that that person is also on board. And there are lots of different strategies and techniques, from visualizing time for the child, so giving them a visual a layout of what the day looks like, getting ready for school, what does that entail? Homework, what does that entail? Mm-hmm. That really helps with time management. However, it can also be damaging to a child with severe ADHD if there is a potential treatment that could assist them and that they don't have that treatment. So it's always important to share your concerns with your healthcare professional, but also to take advice, ask for a second opinion, and ultimately do what's in the best interest of the child.
And then finally, what's on the bright side, Nicole? You know, the kind of thing that says don't give up on your child. It often works out well.
Yes, definitely. With a care team that works together, and by applying a lot of different parenting techniques, from positive parenting, where you focus more on rewarding good behavior, less on punishing bad behavior, to having a care team, there's lots of technology available as well that can connect that team and make it easy for you to share information with each other, such as an example, the triggers that might lead to an episode in the child, if they are taking medication, sharing reminders to manage that child's journey. And ultimately, many of these children, with the support that they need, can lead fulfilling lives. And I think especially for parents as well, to get diagnosed is crucial, because parenting is challenging for everyone. But for a parent who's also potentially struggling with things like time management, focusing on things, and then dealing with a child who has a similar struggle, that can really lead to a lot more instability and emotional outbursts that can be controlled.
And where can people get in touch with your organization if they need a little bit more help?
So they can visit the PharmaDynamics website, that's mydynamics.co.za, and you can then navigate to the ADHD section on the website, where we've got a vast variety of different educational material, and we also give you access to an application, an app that you can download, and that essentially connects the parents of the child to their care team and just assists them in managing the care journey for the child.
Nicole Jennings, spokesperson for Pharma Dynamics, PHARMA, like pharmacy, Pharma Dynamics, talking to us about an aspect of mental health called ADHD. So if you want wellness in that area, you want wellness for your child, please look them up. And remember, don't just dismiss a child as you're naughty. It could be that the child needs to be diagnosed with ADHD.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.